When you browse your own bookshelf, what do you see? We've all got our favourite reads, whether it's treasured childhood tales, modern-day melodramas, or fictional fantasies. But there is an argument that you could get a pretty decent collection together, just gathering stories and authors linked to our fine city. This summer, Norwich is further celebrating its status as UNESCO City of Literature, with book benches installed in 8 locations, referencing authors and works with connections to Norfolk. Much of the city's modern literary heritage has been driven by creative writing graduates from the UEA. Ever since authors Malcolm Bradbury and Angus Wilson founded the pioneering course in 1970. The city's literary crown is a firmly held part of Norwich's identity. But is it at risk? The university is battling to save £30 million in the 2023-2024 financial year, and is endangered by a predicted deficit of up to £45 million in 3 years' time. Which begs the question, what future chapters may be lost if the UEA can no longer nurture upcoming writers as it has done in the past? Up to 36 UEA teaching positions are facing compulsory redundancies, and 31 of these will be within the arts and humanities. New Vice-Chancellor Professor David Maguire has said that the university anticipates very few redundancies within creative writing. A UEA spokesperson said the proposals to reduce overall staff numbers by 113 would be through voluntary redundancy and redeployment of mostly non-teaching staff. Yet the move has sparked outrage among students, writers, and the literary great and good, including Ian McEwan and Simon Sharma. Priscilla Morris, whose debut novel, Black Butterflies, has been shortlisted for several awards, including the Women's Prize for Fiction, said the cuts would have an impact far beyond the university. "I think it's devastating," she said. "It's also going to have an impact, I would say, on Norwich itself, with this amazing legacy of good literature coming from it. It seems a really bizarre thing to be doing. You would lose those voices. It's literary fiction, crime fiction, genre fiction. We've got a huge range of people, and I think part of the reason for that is precisely its amazing reputation. If funding is cut, there's the risk of not having so many places or increasing class sizes. It just seems crazy." PhD student Joe Williams, 26, agrees. He's written an open letter against the cuts, published by the Sunday Times with almost 900 signatures. "The whole point of the creative writing programme was to be within an intellectual climate," he said. "There's a philosopher down this corridor, a political theorist on this floor, and you're in a kind of an intellectual climate around writing, which will improve your work. That was the whole ethos." It's such a tactical error to make the redundancies in the humanities. Williams's PhD is on the history of the relationship between universities and literary culture, but his thoughts are on the bigger picture. "Every single market trader I spoke to was really worried about the situation and said the students bring in a lot of money," he said. "It's not just artistic or intellectual, it's the financial bottom line. If the UEA can't get out of this mess, it will really damage the local economy." A 2019 study carried out by the UEA on its own economic contribution to the area found that students spend £224 million a year on living and entertainment and are a core part of local businesses' revenue. The study calculated the UEA's own value to the UK economy as a whole to be £1.04 billion. And the stories that emerge from the UEA, of course, don't just stay where their authors left them. With the likes of Naomi Alderman's The Power, now a major series on Amazon Prime. Added to this, a UEA report last month found the national value of library services to be £3.4 billion and a return on investment of at least six times the known annual cost of running them. The study, which focused on the east of England, highlighted the importance of digital skills for adults, storytelling and rhyme groups for children, and community activities such as crafting, running and yoga, all of which are offered in Norwich and Norfolk. National Centre for Writing director Peggy Hughes describes the city's literary culture as a rich tapestry. It's the volume of writers, readers and translators who were formed or drawn here, the library service, the city's vibrant bookshop and literary event culture, an active appreciation of writers' past and a visible enthusiasm to nurture writers of the future, she enthuses. The centre, based in the historic Dragon Hall, works closely with the UEA on projects such as the Norwich Crime Writing Festival, Poetry Archives and Science Translation, offering opportunities for graduates to launch creative careers. Hughes is adamant the creative writing course is under no immediate threat, but adds, undoubtedly, Norwich and far beyond would be the poorer without it. Degrees in medicine, engineering, and maths save lives, but the arts, books, words, music, dancing, and ideas make life worth living, make Norwich such a brilliant place to live, work, and study in. Returning to that bookshelf and those novels, tracts, trilogies, romances, and thrillers that have inspired centuries of readers, it's impossible not to wonder what stories Norwich and the UEA hold that are, as of yet, unwritten. And what we would lose if those words never made their way from scribbled notebooks, via seminars and lecture halls, into pages and onto bookshelves, TV and cinema screens. Norwich, Hugh says, wears its centuries of stories lightly, openly, and with a hearty appreciation of its past, matched only by an ambition for the future. Long may that ambition continue.